Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
It's always a sweet time when we can come together and celebrate baptism.
都是一个甜蜜的时间，然后我们可以一起来为洗礼来庆祝。
We have a couple of sisters and a brother who will be baptized this morning.To celebrate the new creation in them.
有几位弟兄姐妹今天早上要受洗来庆祝他们的重生。
Well, last time we were all together a couple of weeks ago, we heard the story of the Yuan family.
两个礼拜前，我们在这边听到了袁佑谦这个家庭的故事。
It's the story of a prodigal son who would eventually come back home.
这个家里面有一个叛逆离家的儿子，最后回家了。
There's a story of a mother, a controlling mother who learned how to receive love and who learned how to surrender her life and her family's life over to the Lord.
这个家庭里面有一个控制性很强的母亲，她学习如何接受耶稣的爱，然后让全家自己和全家降服在神的面前。
Well, this morning we're going to take time to look at another life transformed for the benefit of others.
今天早上我们要看另外一个故事。这个故事是一个我们被改变了，但是为了别人的好处。
And I also want to share with you this morning about a unique opportunity for our church family to bless others.
我们今天早上也要看另外一个故事。给大家一个机会，自己能改变，也能够把这个祝福带给别人。
This morning we're going to start out. We're going to be looking at Paul's story.
今天早上我们看这个故事是保罗的故事。
You like to follow in your own Bibles or on your phone? You can turn to Acts chapter 9.
如果你看打开你的圣经，或者是你有手机的话，可以看看打开到。使徒行传第九章。
The Apostle Paul's story is one of the more well-known stories for someone who meets Jesus Christ and who is transformed. It's a very, very well-known story.
使徒保罗的故事是一个非常大家都非常熟悉的故事。他是自己被改变了，然后也改变别人的一个故事。
He is also known by the name Saul, which is his given Hebrew name.
他也叫做扫罗。扫罗是一个希伯来的，他的希伯来的名字。
But because his father was a Roman citizen, and he was a, so therefore Saul was a Roman citizen, he also went by the name of Paul.
因为他的父亲是一个罗马公民，所以他自己也是个罗马公民。他在罗马人里面，他的名字就叫做保罗。
And Paul would have been his Latin name, so when he was around Greeks or those who were not Gentiles, he would have been known as Paul. When he was around Hebrews, he would have been known as Saul.
保罗是他的拉丁文的名字，在外邦人，在希腊人里面，他就叫保罗。但是在犹太人里面，这个社区里面，别人就叫他做扫罗。
So let's take a look together at the moment in which Paul was the beginning of his transformation.
让我们看到他回头看看他在保罗那个时候刚刚被神改变的时候那个时候的情景。
Acts chapter 9 verses 1 through 6.
使徒行传九章一到六节。
I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. Up there will be the NIV. It says this.Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath. He was eager to destroy the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He went to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was nearing Damascus on this mission,A brilliant light from heaven suddenly beamed down upon him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you are to do.
所以这是一个短暂的一个glimpse，就是保罗，你就会知道做什么事。So
this is a brief glimpse of Paul when he first encountered Jesus.
这是一个简单的描述，当扫罗遇见基督耶稣。
And it is a powerful one.
这个是非常强烈的一个会面。
People encounter Jesus in various ways.
人与神见面有不同的方式。
For some, it's in the quiet. For some, it's maybe in a large group. For some, like Paul, it was just an extremely powerful experience that he had with Jesus.
对有些人是一个很安静的环境，有些人是一个在一个大的聚会里面，对保罗来说是一个非常大的光照到他们。It
varies for everyone. If we were to ask everyone here who had become a Christian, what was your first encounter with Jesus Christ? You'd probably have many different stories.
对每一个人来说，每一个人我们问说，怎么一个人怎么样遇到神，每一个人讲的，他们都有不同的遭遇。But
for Paul, it was like light coming down from heaven.
对保罗来说，他是一个大的光从天上照下来。You
know, but if we asked Paul, if we were to invite Paul to come up on the stage, and if we were to have him sit down on a stool, and we were to ask him, you know, could you describe Paul, what was your life like before you encountered Jesus Christ? If you were to use one word to say, what was your life like before you met Jesus Christ? How would you describe your life?
如果我们可以把，就是说想象，我们请保罗坐在这里，有一群人绕着他，问他说，保罗，请你描述一下那时候是什么样的状况，你怎么样遇见神，是什么样的情况？
And one word Paul may have used, one word he may have used to describe his life before Jesus Christ would have been prideful.
保罗会表述说，我以前在认识耶稣以前的一个字，一个字是非常值得骄傲。So
Paul was a highly educated man.
保罗是一个非常有学问的人。
He studied in Jerusalem under a teacher or rabbi named Gamaliel.
他在耶路撒冷在一个加百列的门下，加百列是一个极负盛名的犹太教夫子。Gamaliel
was one of the most famous, most well-known rabbis around.
他在耶路撒冷是一个最出名的。I
mean, I guess it would be equivalent to today going to like Harvard Law School or Harvard Business. I mean, it was the top. Where Paul went was the top.
在今天来相对来讲的话，一个比拟的话，就是一个哈佛的商学院里面的一个最全世界最高的学府。He
was from the tribe of Benjamin, so he had a well respected lineage.
他是便雅悯支派的，他是有显赫的家世。We
know from his writings, the way he wrote in the New Testament, that he was comfortable in at least three languages, in Hebrew, in Greek, in Aramaic.
从圣经来讲，我看的话，我们知道他最少通晓三种语文，希伯来文、希腊文以及亚兰文。He
probably also would have known Latin as well.
想象，拉丁文也不在话下。He
was extremely well trained. It is someone you can picture in your mind, someone who has all the qualifications, the highest education, places where what things that people respect and highly honor.
他是非常非常的，就是学术上面非常有成就。 可以想到今天来讲的话，是他是通晓各种各样的学问。
He was a person who had every worldly reason to exhibit pride.
从世间的标准来看的话，他有所有的理由说，都觉得他可以骄傲。
Another word he may have used to describe his life before Jesus Christ.
所以他可以用这个字来描述他遇见耶稣以前的。
It might have been hateful.
另外一个字。
Paul was at the scene of the first martyr of Christianity.
在基督教的第一个烈士死的时候,
as men stoned Stephen to death, the scriptures say that they put their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul.
在斯提凡被众人用石头打死的时候，圣经记载。 众人把外衣放在保罗的脚下。
And in verse 1 in the message that we, the portion of scripture we just read, it says this, Saul was uttering threats with every breath.
在我们今天读的那个经节里面讲，第一节里面讲说，扫罗仍然向主的门徒吐威吓凶杀的话。
Another version says Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples.
另外一个译本描述说，扫罗的每一个呼吸呢，都带着杀气。
So picture this. Picture a man. I mean, we hear about in the news today. We hear about ISIS people who have a hatred, who have a deep rooted hatred towards Christians, towards Christ.
我们想到听到这个话，我们就想到今天在伊拉克、叙利亚的那个伊斯兰国的今天的伊斯兰国恐怖组织，他们对基督徒的口气。
People who are beheading Christians, and this was similar to Saul. This is the kind of hate that he had towards those who follow Jesus Christ.
今天ISIS的伊斯兰国的人，他们会砍基督徒的头。 这就是一样的那个保罗，或者是那时候呢，他们的对基督徒的口气呢，就是这样子的。
But the transformation, the change from the inside out, the movement of a changed, brand new heart started on the day that he met Jesus Christ.
但是呢，神的改变，从里面要改变保罗，那个改变呢。 一开始就从那一天保罗遇见耶稣的时候就开始了。
On the day that Paul met Jesus Christ, he had in his mind, he had intention, he had purpose to go and take Christians and have them imprisoned.
在那一天保罗遇见耶稣的时候，他还有他的心里面还想说要去抓基督徒，把他们放在监狱里面。
He was highly respected. One of the most respected, highly educated person, and all of what mattered, all of what he took pride in, was reduced to nothing.
但是他是一个这么有学问的，这么受尊敬的人，在那一天，他这些骄傲全部化为乌有。
I picture someone who is very strong within themselves, who's very self-assured, someone who is just. Who is driven, someone who knows what they want.
我可以想象保罗是一个人，像是他非常坚决，非常知道他要做什么，非常强硬的一个人。
But on that road, on that day when Paul met Jesus Christ, all he could manage to get out of his mouth was, "Who are you, Lord?"
但是在那个刹那，当保罗遇见耶稣的时候，他只能。 他没有力量，他只能喊着说：“主啊，主啊，你是谁？”
On that road, when all the brilliance, the light of Christ came down, I imagine Paul falling down, and people around him were with people were with him, and he didn't know how to respond.
在那个大光神的大光照耀之下，保罗扑跌在地上，他。 他没有力量，别人旁边的人也不知道发生了什么事情。
All he knew was that whoever was speaking to him was larger, was bigger, was more powerful than he was.
他能够知道的，保罗能够知道的，就是，不管那个讲话的是谁，是比他大、比他更强、比他更高。
Other versions say, "Who are you, Master?"
有的翻译本说。 你是谁？主，你是谁？
Everything that he took in pride in, everything that he valued, was brought to the ground, and his hate was ended. His hatred was ended at that moment.
他以前的骄傲，他拥有的就变成放到地上变成土地，变成无有，然后他的仇恨也在那一刹那全部终止了。
Pride and hate. These are the two words that describe Paul. This is what he would probably say. These are the words that describe me before I met Jesus Christ.
骄傲与仇恨这两个字，就是可以形容保罗在遇见主前的生命，他也就是他自己，可能他自己就用这两个字来形容他自己遇见主前的状况。
Listen, what word would you use to describe yourself before you met Jesus Christ?
那现在你会用什么字来描述你遇见主耶稣之前的状况？
We could ask maybe those who are being baptized today. We could ask any one of you who know Jesus Christ if we were to bring you up on stage and say, what's just the one word? If you were to describe your life in one word before you met Jesus, what would it be?
就是说，像我们现在讲，今天受洗的几位弟兄姐妹，我们可以问他们，或者是其他的信徒，我们可以问他说，你用一个词来描述你遇见主耶稣之前的状况。Would
the words be similar to Paul's at all? I mean, would it be close to Paul's, or would it be, no, that's not my life? Would it be radically different?
那个词会是跟保罗的词相近吗？
Listen to Paul's words. Paul describes his life. He tells us, he's like, this was my life before, and this is my life after. He actually writes it down.
我们看看保罗自己怎么写他自己遇见耶稣之前的状况，是他自己的话。
This is what he says in 1 Timothy. He says, "How thankful am I to Christ Jesus our Lord, for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him. Even though I used to scoff at the name of Christ, I hunted down his people, harming them in every way I could. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how kind and gracious the Lord was. He filled me completely with faith and with the love of Jesus Christ."
一章里面描述，我感谢那给我力量的，我们主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的。然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信、不明白的时候做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在
You know, so we just sang the song Amazing Grace, you know, and I think about that. I think about, like, I bet you Paul could sing that song. Paul could sing that song and those words would flow out of his mouth. He would remember the chains that he once had.
我们刚刚唱奇异恩典这首诗歌，我们在唱的时候，我就想到保罗是可以唱这个诗歌。 他在唱这个诗歌的时候，他想到他以前是被那个锁链捆住的。
He would say, I just can't believe it. I can't believe that me, the one who was persecuting, who was at the feet of, you know, when people were dying, Christians were dying, I can't believe that God chose me.
我以前逼迫基督徒，当 当史蒂凡被打石头打死的时候，我站在旁边， 我没有想到这样子情况，神还可以拣选我。
Or sometimes I wonder, did Paul ever wonder what his life would have been like without Jesus Christ?
我有时候想想，保罗可以想象他的生命会怎么样呢？如果要是没有碰到耶稣的话，他的生命会是怎么样子呢？
I wonder if Paul ever thought, like, where would I be? What would I have become had Jesus Christ not met me on that road?
我也想说，保罗会怎么想？想说，要是我的生命会变成什么样子？如果那一天我没有在那个大马士的路上碰到遇见耶稣。
Have you ever thought that for yourself? Have you ever thought, I wonder where I would be now? I wonder who I would become had I never known Jesus Christ?
你们有没有想过，我们如果我没有遇见耶稣的话，我今天会是什么样的情况？
See, the words that Paul shares in Timothy about his life before and his how Christ has called him, those are words of someone who's been transformed.
保罗在提摩太前书里面讲这些话，是他的生命是已经被改变了之后，他回去看他的生命。But
here's the thing: is that we've been looking at it as a transformation. As God transforms us, it was never meant to stay with us.
神的改变，从来不只是说这个改变是在你身上就停住了。Remember,
God never intended blessing. He never gives blessing. He never transforms us for us to keep that blessing, to hold on to that transformation.
神给我们的改变。 从来不是说就是给我们，然后要我们就是把它抓着不放了。The
transformation, the blessing never stops with an individual, or it never stops with a family.
这个改变，从来不要停止在个人身上，也不是停止在这个人的家里身上。The
pattern that we see in Scripture is that what happened is that God blesses, God transforms, and then that transformation, that blessing is passed on to others.
在圣经里面一致的，我们可以看到神的改变，神的祝福是给到了之后，再从这边要流到别的地方去的。So
we look all the way back to Genesis. Abraham was blessed. God said, "I'm going to bless you, so that you can be a blessing to others."
在创世纪里面，神给亚伯拉罕祝福。 然后告诉亚伯拉罕，这个祝福要经过你，要给别人。
God took hold of Paul's life. He said, I see you, Paul. I see you, and I'm going to transform your life so that you can benefit others.
神告诉保罗，我要改变你，你将来要改变别人。You
are called to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
你被呼召来把福音带到外邦人那里去。You
are called to be a blessing to others, church family.
你被呼召，所以去把这个祝福带给别人。Being
a blessing to others is one of the deepest needs that we have as people. Being a blessing to others is one of the deepest needs that we have as people.
是我们能够把为别人带祝福给别人是最值得基督徒最深的需要。So
let's fast forward a little bit in Paul's life. He met Jesus Christ on the road. How then is he a blessing to others? How is it that his life is being used to transform others? We see it all throughout Acts. We see it all throughout the New Testament.
我们看到保罗是一个例子，他得到祝福，改变，然后把这个带给别人。我们看这样的事例在圣经，在新约里面层出不穷。But
we're going to take a look at just one small episode.
我们今天要看一个，我们只是看一个非常小的一个片段。It's
in Acts chapter 16. If you want to turn there with me.
请大家看《使徒行传》16章。
This is the physician Luke who's speaking. Luke wrote the book of Acts. He wrote the book of Luke, of course.
这是路加写的，路加是路加福音的作者，也是使徒行传的作者。
And Luke is recording an event that happened in his journey with Paul and Silas.
路加记载路加以及希拉和保罗的发生在一个地方发生的事情。
Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 16.
16章16节
says this. One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned lots of money for her masters. She followed along behind us shouting, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and spoke to the demon within her. "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," he said, and instantly it left her. Her master's hope of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted. "They are teaching people to do things that are against Roman customs."
后来我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使徒迎着面来，他被五鬼所缚，用法术叫他主人们大得财力。他跟随保罗和我们，喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。” 那鬼当时就出来了，使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，就揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领，又带到官长面前说，这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，又闯我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。Okay,
so here's the pictures that the three of them, Luke and Paul and Silas. They're in going from city to city. In this case, they're in the city of Philippi, and they're walking to the place of prayer.
这个情景就是这样，路加、希拉、保罗三个人，他们在不同就旅行传道，从一个城市到另外城市。那一天呢，他们在腓立比这个城，他们要往一个祷告的地方去。
You know, and as they're walking together, there's a small girl who's clearly in some way, they can see that she has a spirit in her which is not right, which is not from God.
我们看到一个小女孩，她真是有一个灵在她身上，但是呢，这个灵呢，不是一个从神来的灵，是很奇怪的。
And she has masters. She has masters. This girl has masters who have enslaved her, who have ownership over her, and the reason that they have ownership over her is because she makes lots of money for them.
这个小女孩呢，她有一群主人。这主人为什么主人可以拥有她呢？主人把这个小女孩当做一个奴隶拥有她，因为她这个女孩可以帮他们赚很多钱。
And the way that she makes money is that she's able to tell people things that she ought not to know.
为什么可以帮这个主人赚钱呢？因为他可以知道一些事情，他不应该知道或别人不能知道的。Because
we know that demonic power is real. She has this power in her, and that power is real, and that power can reveal things to people, and they're taken back.
我们知道这个世界上的鬼魔是真实的。 那这个小女孩身上，她有这个鬼魔，她可以知道一些事情，她有能力，那个鬼魔有能力可以知道一些事情，别人不知道的。It
is maybe like a sorcerer or a fortune teller. She has power that can reveal things.
就像一个驱鬼的，或者是算命的，他们有一些特别的能力，鬼魔来的能力。And
so as long as she is in possession of her masters, she is able to speak to people in a way, and people pay to hear her speak.
只要这个她在这个主人的掌握之下，她就可以说这些别人不知道的事情，那这些主人就可以赚很多钱了。
But she's also saying other things. It's kind of weird. When I look at this passage, she's shouting, these men, this is Luke and Silas and Paul, are servants of the Most High God. They have come to tell you how to be saved. And I think, well, that's true.
这很奇怪啦，他不只是讲了一些事情，他也叫说喊叫说这些保罗、希拉还有路加，他们是神的仆人，他这个叫很奇怪，他是鬼魔的，但是又喊这些，这个讲的是事实，但是，You
might even think that Paul may have wanted this. This is like a billboard or something of promoting him, of like saying, yeah, these guys are the ones who know the truth. And truth, she was speaking, wasn't she?
Yeah,你们也许想说，哎，这个保罗正希望有人帮他做广告，讲说他是真的，这个他喊的也是真的，是不是？
But I imagine that Paul, and maybe all three, could sense the spirit behind what she was speaking was off.
但是呢，他们这三个人呢，可以想到这个在这个小女孩后面的鬼灵是不正确的，就不对的。It
was the right message, but the wrong spirit.
这是正确，这是对的信息，但是是从不对的灵身。But
you see, Paul who had seen change in his life. Paul, who had seen a radical change in his life. Paul, who had been transformed. Paul, who had been touched deeply by Jesus Christ, who had given a new heart, now has the authority of Jesus Christ in him.
保罗是被已经被转变了。保罗知道这个转变的事情。那现在保罗身上有基督的灵在他身上。
See, Paul has the power of Christ, and now that transformation that has happened in him, that power that now resides in him, is able to go out into other people's lives.
保罗身上的基督的灵，神的灵在身上，他有这个能力，能够影响到别人的身上。
Paul was never meant to be transformed, and it was never meant to end there with his life. He was never meant to like, oh, I'm good now. It was always meant to like go forward.
保罗从不把那个神给他的灵限制他身上，那他又要把这个灵释放出去。Paul
was set free, and as he called on the name of Jesus Christ, this girl was also set free.
保罗被释放了，他向神的灵呼喊。
The scriptures never say like what happened to this girl. You never. It's like one of those things that you know when we're in heaven, we can see her and we can ask her what happened to your life.
这个圣经再也没有提这个小女孩怎么样了。如果她在的话，我们可以问她说，你的生活变得怎么样？But
I can only imagine. I don't know how many years she had been enslaved. I don't know how long she had. A demon living within her. I don't know what kind of life she must have lived with masters over her, using her simply for money.
我可以，我没有不能问他，但是我可以想象，我想象，他会说，他在以前被鬼魔控制了多少年，他在那个主人底下控制多少年。
I mean, Luke brushes over. It doesn't really talk about the girl, but I imagine. Can you imagine the feeling of being? Can you imagine the feeling of having a demon inside you? I don't know what that feels like. I don't know what that's like. But just that feeling for the first time of like not having that inside of you. I can imagine the girl. I don't know. What did it look like? Did she collapse on the ground? Was she? What did it look like when for the first time she could breathe? And be free from this demon possession.
你可以想象，就是这个女孩呢，她一向被这个鬼魔控制了很多长的时间。那这一刹那，她鬼魔被赶出去了，她这个会什么样子的反应呢？她是觉得说非常畅快呢，还是说会跌在地上？我不晓得她会什么反应。
But you see, one of the things I share this with you is because Paul's life. His life being being changed, something inside him, so much so that it could not be contained in him. It's like he knew his calling, he recalled often back to where he once was, and now he's like, I just want to give, I want to spend the rest of my life giving to people what has been given to me.
保罗的他的一生他的生命被改变了，他整个身心里面被改变，他充满了要把这个改变往外放的那个往外放，然后他一直有这个感觉要放出去。
And before God even touched Paul, God already had a purpose in mind for him. He's like, I am transforming. I'm going to change your life. I'm going to change you. I'm going to change your family, so that your family can be, you know, Paul didn't have a family, he was not married, but like, this is what God does. He's like, I think of you, I change you, I transform you because I have something for you.
神给保罗救了保罗，神有一个旨意，这个呼召，说保罗，我在里面有个特别的旨意，我希望你改变你的家庭，但是保罗自己没有家庭，他没有结婚，但是我有个旨意，要经过你去把这个福音传出去。
How have you been called to live in freedom, not to satisfy your own sinful nature, but to serve others, to go like, I just want to, how have you been called to serve?
你们被呼召要服侍神，你们是怎么样呼召不服侍神？是要保持，要现在自己呢，还是要出去？
You know, because I wanted to share this portion of scripture with you for a couple of reasons. I wanted to share with you that you can see Paul's life. I mean, boy, you can see it all the way through Acts of like, oh, I've been transformed. God's still transforming me, but now I want to give away. But there's another reason that I want to share this portion of scripture with you.
刚刚讲到说，为了这个一个原因说要让大家看到这个保罗得到救恩改变了，然后要传出去。
Some of the things in the Bible that we look at have never changed. We can see sin in the Bible, and we look forward, and it's like people haven't changed at all. Humans haven't changed at all.
我们看到圣经里面讲的一些人犯罪的事情呢，从以前到现在没有什么大的改变，一直人一直犯同样的罪。
And there is an issue in Acts 16 which we can still see clearly, very clearly today.
在这个《使徒行传》16章里面讲的这些故事里面，这个罪恶呢，我们今天有一个观点，一个事情呢，在我们今天还是继续发生的。
In the darkness of people, it was a group of, I'm assuming it's men. It just says it calls her masters. It's a story of a girl who had masters who owned her for their own financial benefit.
在这个故事里面讲到，这个小女孩呢，有主人来控制她，为了赚钱。
And church family, I wanted to share with you this morning a problem that exists. That exists around the world that I believe that the church can speak into, can display light into.
我跟弟兄姐妹们，这个在今天这个世界上，还是有一些很黑暗的事情，但是我们的教会呢，可以把这个光带到他们那个地方去。
It's just that today we still see this problem of people enslaving others for financial gain.
在今天这个时代呢，我们还是可以看到，有人奴役别人，为了赚钱。
I know it's kind of weird to think about because we live in America, we live in the United States, where it is just we just have everything and we have lots of freedom.
在这个今天，我们看到上面讲的是。 人口贩卖，走私，但是我们看到这个标题，我们想到我们今天住在美国，一切很自由，没有这个事情怎么会发生？
But this last spring, God I began to learn about this problem that happens, that exists today.
在今年的春季开始，我开始看看这个开始研究这个问题。
And it's today we call it human trafficking.
今天叫做走私贩卖人口。
It's modern day slavery.
这是现代的奴役。
And today there's a statistic that says that trafficking women and children for sexual exploitation is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world.
今天这个统有个统计说，这个走私贩卖女人还有儿童是一个进入到色情行业里面去，这是一个今天成长最快的犯罪行业。
There are some variations of the statistic, but says that about 2 million children are exploited every year in global commercial sex trade.
在不同的统计里面有一项统计说，一年大约有200万的儿童被卖入。
And you all live in the United States, so you know that maybe there's a tendency to think that probably or that this problem may exist in our culture because of the over sexualization of our culture and the media.
你会想说，是不是我们今天对这个媒体这些东西对色情就是对色情呢过分渲染？
And of course, that is part of it.
这可能是一个原因。
But the driving force behind what is happening today is money.
但是主要的驱动力这个事情的最主要驱动力原因是赚钱。
Apostle Paul said later in Timothy said, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil."
保罗还有提摩太讲这个。讲到贪财是万恶的根源。
And it's true. It's the same thing that caused those masters of the demon-possessed girl to make a great deal of money. It's the same love of money that exists today that drives the sex trafficking.
这个是真的，贪财是一样的这个问题也是在这个小女孩的这些主人用它来赚钱一样的。
Because here's the deal is that human trafficking, the reason why it's growing so rapidly in the world today is because there's high profit, easy profit, and there's low risk of prosecution.
这个原因，人口贩卖人口进色情业，这个为什么会这么成长这么快？有一个因素就是它是那个赚钱可以赚很多钱，但是相对的风险呢是比较低的。
So with drugs, there has to be a continual product moving in. You have to grow the crops, you have to bring it in, you have to process it, and then you have to distribute it.
相对于来讲，卖贩毒来讲，贩毒你需要一直因为人会消耗它，所以要种，要制造，要提炼，然后再销售。
So there's a continual need. There's a continual need for new product coming in.
我们一直要补充这个毒品市场上的毒品。
But with humans, you can use them over and over again.
但是人在色情业里面，你可以一个人可以一直备用。
And so I've been learning about this. There's a I wanted to mention there's a documentary called Nefarious that I just wanted to mention to you that talks more in depth about this trade.
有一个我读了一本书讲到这个色情的行业里面的一些事情，我跟你分享。
But it is dark, and it is wicked.
这非常黑暗，也非常邪恶。
And it is overseas, and it is also here in the United States.
在海外有，在美国里面本土也有。
In fact, I've shared this a little bit before, but in Toledo.Toledo, not too far from here, it is fourth in the nation for human trafficking, for sex trafficking.
跟大家分享过不这个我们隔州俄亥俄州的Toledo 市里面在美国排第四名的这个人口贩卖的都市。
So it is behind Miami and Portland, Oregon, and Las Vegas. When it comes to number of arrests and number of girls rescued. Toledo, Ohio is fourth.
他排在迈阿密，还有奥瑞冈的波特兰，还有拉斯维加斯，之后他们这些统计呢，讲说他在调查、逮捕，还有这些解救的女孩身上，这是第四个。
But there are some in the church that God has given the burden to minister to girls who've been rescued.
有些教会呢，就看到有些人在这个基督徒里面，有些人就看到他可以在这些方面做一些事情。
This is a picture of Jeff Wilbarger. He's a mathematics teacher, high school teacher in Toledo.
这个人是名字叫 Jeff Wilbarger. 他是一个高中的数学老师。
And he first heard about human trafficking through a book called Not for Sale.
他开始听到这些贩卖人口，是读到一本书叫做《绝不出卖》。
He was given the book and he only read the first two chapters.
他这个书只读了前面两章。
And after he read some of the real life stories of some of these girls and what they have endured and how they've been victimized, he had a deep burden to do something about it.
他读到这些女孩故事，她们怎么样陷入这个状况，怎么样忍受这个被剥削，这个后来怎么样被救下解救，他心里面有非常强的冲动。
And so what he began to do is he went online to look for. He's like, I'm just a math teacher. I don't know what I can give. But he said he read that many of the girls who have been kidnapped or taken and trafficked, they fall very far behind in school.
他开始上网或者研究这些事例，他想说他可以做什么。但有一项事情他发现，这些女孩子在不管是绑架或者离家多了被卖掉，他们在学校里面通常是功课就掉落很多。And
so he thought to himself, like, what do I have that I can give to these girls? And he said, I can teach math, so I'm going to look. He went online to look for places where he could tutor them. He could tutor these girls.
他想，那我可以做什么？他想，我可以在，也许在功课上面帮助他们。他想说，他可以再给他们补习数学。But he
found as he looked around Ohio for a place for him to give to offer himself, he couldn't find any places. The girls, what happens when they are rescued? Many times they will be dispersed out into foster care.
这个他找了在俄亥俄州里面找了很久找不到一个地方，他说要收容这个小女孩。他这些女孩平常是他们被解救的话，他们就送到被送到收养家庭里面去。But
he noticed there was no place, there was nothing, no ministry, no place for them, no place that the church had created for them to come to heal.
但是没有一个地方。 可以像在教会那种环境之下，他们可以聚在一起，让他们能够被医治。So
in his mind, in his heart, he set out to create a place.
他的心里面就想，我应该要开一个地方。He
began to share with people. He shared with one of his students, high school students' parents, who was a building contractor. He said, "Look, I'm thinking of creating a place for girls who've been victimized by sex trafficking."
他开始与他一些人分享交谈，他跟一个他的学生的爸爸谈，那个爸爸是盖房子的建商。And
the contractor said, "You know what? I'll be happy. I'd be glad to donate my service. I'd be glad to just give my skill for free."
这个建商呢，他说，我很愿意支持这个事情，我可以把我的时间免费的奉献出来，来做这个事情。And
then that contractor shared with some other plumbers and some other electricians, and pretty soon, there were multiple people who had this vision. He was like, "Yeah, this resonates with us." Who said we want to create this home for these girls?
他这个建商呢，开始与别人交谈，开始一些水工。 电工或者是装饰工谈，很快的就有一群人，他们愿意来为这件事情全心奉献。And
so they did. They created. They began to build this house. They can, I think, can hold up to maybe 15 girls.
他们就建立了这个房子，叫做女儿之家，可以容纳15个女孩。
And so now Jeff Wilbarger, he partners with the Ohio State Police, and when a girl or girls are rescued, they have the option to go to this home.
所以现在这个 Jeff 呢，他这个人呢就开始与俄亥俄的警方合作。他们解救了这些女孩的话，那女孩有一个除了去收养家庭之外，他们也可以选择来。
And so sometimes the girls parents they'll contact the girls' parents. Sometimes the parents aren't in the site. Sometimes the parents are addicted to drugs.
他们这些女孩，他们会解救女孩，他们会跟他们家里联络，或家长，有些家长已经自己也是一个毒贩吸毒的。
But the Daughter Project is an alternative, a place where these girls can go and experience love, experience healing.
这个女儿之家呢，这是个地方，这些女孩呢，她们可以在这边像住在像家里面，得到一个医治。
And so in the house, the girls are cared for by, they're called house mothers or house moms.
这个在这个女儿之家里面。这些女孩呢是由家妈妈照顾的。
And these are Christian women who come and live with the girls, and will just give them like, what they try to do is create a sense of normalcy as best they can.
这些家妈妈呢，她们都是基督徒的妇女，她们搬进来与这个女孩一起住，就是希望能够尽量把这个环境造成一个像正常的家庭。
So because these girls have been moved from city to city and place to place, they want to create an atmosphere where they're like, we just want to create this place that's home for you.
因为这些女孩呢，她们以前都是从一个都市换到一个都市，然后从地方搬到地方，她们现在在这个地方呢，可以感觉像住在家里面一样。
And I asked Jeff, I said, Jeff, what goes on in the home? Like, what do they do in the house when the girls are there?
我问 Jeff 说，他们这些女孩子，他们在家里面做什么？他们怎么生活
？He says, you know what we do is we the house moms. They just do normal things that moms and daughters do. They just take them grocery shopping. They cook together. They have outings together.
这个Jeff 说，我们在这里面家妈妈跟女儿跟这些女孩们，就像平常像家一般的家庭的妈妈跟女儿还女儿一样，他们去买菜。
He says that they have online schooling that they go to, or they go through this online schooling.
他们用网上教学。
He says that Jeff sounds like he's been at the house several times. He says men aren't usually around at the house normally.
Jeff 说他自己去过这个地方几次，一般来讲男人是不到这个地方去的。
But he said they do normal things like this. One time they had a bonfire where the girls were standing around a fire.
有一晚上他们有萤火晚会，他们女孩子在那边聚集。
And he says it's so hard sometimes because of what the girls have been through, it's hard for them to even engage with people at first.
因为这些女孩的遭遇，她们有时候很难跟人能够正常的交谈。
But he says one of the best sounds he's been in the house before, and he said one of the best sounds he's ever heard is he heard one of the house moms and one of the girls, and they were off in another room.
他说有一次他听到最好听的声音就是一个家妈妈跟一个女儿在另外一个房间里面。
And they were playing Nintendo Wii. It's like a exercise video game, and he could hear them just laughing. And it's like, it's one of the best sounds I've ever heard.
他们在玩任天堂的电子游戏，他们听到他们两个人他这边笑得非常开心。
I share this with you because there is something called Daughter Project offers something called Adopt a Daughter.
我跟你们分享这个事情，因为这个女儿之家这个计划，他们有个专案，就是要收养。
It's where an individual or a family or a church can adopt one of these girls.
这个是一个计划，就是个人或者是一个家庭或者是一个教会可以收养一个女儿。
And so it's a two-year commitment where a family will go, okay, we will pray for this girl, or we will financially support this girl for 2 years.
这个收养计划是两年的承诺，是要在祷告上面以及在经济上面支持一个女孩两年。
And I've been having the youth group, we've been praying and saying, God, could we adopt a girl?
我在我们的青少年团契里面也分享说，我们分享说，我们可不可以收养一个女儿？
And so I wanted to share this opportunity with you because again, I feel like if God has blessed our church, I just wanted to share this as an avenue, a way that we as a church family can go, yeah, we just want to bless these girls.
我们的教会也得到很多祝福，所以这是一个管道，那我们可以出去说，我们可以把这祝福给这些女孩。
Jeff Philberger says that sometimes the girls will receive notes or receive letters from people, again, whom they have never met.
Jeff 说，他们这些女孩呢，有时候会收到信，从他们没有不认识的人收到。
And probably, you know, may never meet.
也许他们永远不会见到这些人。
But he says it's just so amazing to see how touched they are, that someone who had never met them, who had never seen them, would demonstrate so much love to them.
这是一个非常令人感动的。他也想到说，这一个从未谋面的人，愿意给他们这么多的爱。
And so for the youth group, we'd like to start. We're hoping to start supporting one girl starting in January.
所以我们的青少年团契希望能够在今年明年的一月开始支持一个女儿。
And so I wanted to approach you. And there's a pamphlet outside on the table, and there's also a sheet out on the table which talks about the Adopt-A-Daughter program.
在外面桌上有一些简介，介绍这个女儿之家的收养计划。
And it's like I said, it's a two-year commitment.
这是两年的承诺。
But I think our youth group wants to commit.
我们的青少年团契预备。去试看看，预备做这个承诺。
And so, if any of you, if any of the Holy Spirit, after you've looked at the brochures and looked at what it is, and you can go online, it's thedaughterproject.org. If the Holy Spirit moves in you, I invite you to join us to be a part of supporting one of these girls.
你们可以看看这些简介，也可以上网看看他们这个女儿之家这个计划。如果圣灵感动你的话，我邀请你们一起来参加我们支持女儿的一个计划。
Jeff Olberger says that the greatest thing that we can do for these girls is to pray for them.
Jeff 说，我们能够做的最重要的事情是为他们祷告。
To pray for their healing, for Christ to transform them.
为这些女孩祷告，希望神能够改变她们。
And also, he said that we can support them financially. It says that on the brochure says like about $150 a month is what is recommended, because many people ask like how much we give. About $150 a month is what it would take to support a girl for 1 month.
问说应该多少，大概多少钱？这 Jeff 说150块一个月可以支持一个女孩在他们这个地方的费用。
So if any of you after reading it and after praying through it would like to join us, you can come and share with me, come and email me or just talk with me and just share with me what your heart is.
如果你受感动，愿意来支持的话。你可以来跟我谈，或者跟我用电邮跟我交，跟我告诉我，你都可以
Let's pray. Would you pray with me?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we go back to when we were first touched by you.
神父啊，我们回到我们当初遇见你的时候。
Lord, like Paul, we can probably, many of us can recall the time when we first heard about you.
就像保罗一样，我们都可以记得我们当初遇见你的时候。
Or maybe when you first became a reality to us, real to us.
或者是当这个事情变成真实的时候,
Lord, we can remember, we can recall back to our lives before we knew you.
我们可以回忆我们的在遇见你之前的日子。
We can also experience the grace that's in our lives now, the blessing that comes from you, from knowing you now.
我们可以数算祝福从在我们认识你之后的祝福。
Lord, even this morning as we see three who will be baptized, we'll see like this new creation, this new person.
今天我们看有三个弟兄姐妹要受洗，是一个新的重生。
But Father, we want to be so filled with you. We want to remember and recall so much what you've done for our lives that it spills out into the people around us.
我们想到你把我们呼召出来，我们充满这么多，我们要把这个留到别人身上。
To the brothers and sisters in our church and our small groups.
对我们的弟兄姐妹以及我们的团契。To
our co-workers, to our neighbors.
给我们的同工以及邻居。
To our family.
一直到我们的邻居身上，家庭。
Lord, you have called the church to bless others.
神啊，你呼召我们是给别人祝福。
Fill us with yourself, even today.
充满我们，今天充满我们。
That we would live thankful lives.
我们会过个感恩的生活。
In Jesus' name.
在基督的名里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, this morning, okay.